You're listening to SBS News.
Eating well, sleeping well, and exercising are all staples of a healthy lifestyle, but they've taken a big hit in recent times, according to a CSIRO survey. 66% of the 4,090 respondents say they're not exercising as much since COVID-19 became the new normal. Dr. Emily Brindle was the principal author of the survey into well-being. She says people were worried about all sorts of changes which have impacted their social and financial lives.
We know our sample, they were feeling the stresses. You know, they missed lots of special events. They were missing their friends. They were concerned about recession. Like, we're talking big concerns and sudden changes.
Eating, drinking and exercising is only part of the story, though. Many small businesses around the country bore the brunt of the shutdown financially. Thousands had to close their doors due to the slowdown. Janice Musumeci shut her women's fashion shop in Newcastle due to the changing landscape and her own fears of infection spreading.
That fear of not knowing how long you'd be away from your business and how long before things got back to normal was so scary. Total loss of income, not knowing where the next dollar's coming from. It was soul-destroying for a moment.
The survey results of 4,090 Australians show that around two-thirds of them have reduced the amount of time spent exercising during COVID-19, while 58% of them were less happy with life. 41% of people feel their mental well-being has been impacted. Some of the lifestyle changes, particularly in the area of diet, haven't helped those statistics. Penny McCoy is a dietitian. She says exercise and good eating habits go together.
60% of people were reporting that their ability to exercise was challenged, and that has an impact on food choices as well. We know that, you know, with exercise and diet, they go hand in hand. So when you're exercising well, you might be more motivated to eat better as well. So when you reverse that, then food choices can become more challenged.
Australians are being encouraged to do their own health inventory to get back to full fitness. Life has changed and the post-COVID world may be a different place than it was before. But Dr. Brindle is looking forward to a return to the old normal.
I've heard a lot of discussion about the new normal, and I think our participants were concerned about how long it would take for things to go back to normal at the time that we did the survey. And I think we do need to sit down and think, well, what is the new normal? And some things will change, but some things will stay the same.
And you can keep up with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.